News, I'm Gene Randall. The third ever U.S. Senate impeachment trial of an American president has begun, with opening arguments set for next week. It is in recess until then. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Senate received the formal House resolution yesterday.
Impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Congressman Adam Schiff will be one of the House prosecutors presenting the case to a jury of 100 senators. Opening arguments are due to start Tuesday. First, the Senate will issue a formal summons to the White House, and the president's legal team is expected to respond by tomorrow. He already has.
It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
Which he says Democrats are conducting to win the election.
That hopefully they're not going to win.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The New York Times reports the president has added a trio of heavyweight attorneys to his defense team. Kenneth Starr and Robert Ray, who both investigated President Bill Clinton before his impeachment, and longtime Trump defender Alan Dershowitz. There was heated anti-American language today in Iran. In his first Friday sermon in 8 years, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said President Trump is a clown who only pretends to support the Iranian people, but will push a poisonous dagger into their backs. He said the mass funerals for Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. airstrike earlier this month, show that the Iranian people support the Islamic Republic. Also in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani says Iran is now enriching more uranium than it did before it signed a nuclear deal with five world powers in 2015. This as Tehran gradually scales back its treaty commitments. After first claiming there were no U.S. casualties in Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases last week, the Pentagon now says there were in fact several concussion injuries. We're told 11 soldiers are being screened for traumatic brain injuries. Most have been taken to a U.S. military hospital in Landstuhl, Germany. From Washington, this is VOA News. The governments of the countries that lost citizens when Iran accidentally shot down a Ukrainian airliner are demanding that Tehran accept full responsibility for the tragedy and pay compensation to victims' families. We have a report from AP correspondent Karen Shamus in London.
The foreign ministers of Canada, the UK, Afghanistan, Sweden and Ukraine issued the statement after a meeting at the Canadian High Commission on Trafalgar Square. The nationalities of victims other than Iranians included 57 Canadians, as well as 11 Ukrainians, 17 people from Sweden, 4 Afghans and 4 British citizens. The Canadian Foreign Minister, François-Philippe Champagne, said although Iran had accepted responsibility, Canada wants closure, accountability, transparency and justice through a full investigation. Karen Chamas, London.
Iran says it is sending a representative to Ukraine next week to discuss its investigation into the airliner tragedy and said Ukraine would eventually gain access to the plane's black box recorders. Ukraine's prime minister offered his resignation today after the leak of an audio recording in which he was heard making disparaging comments about President Volodymyr Zelensky's understanding of the economy. Later, Alexei Honcharuk said in a Facebook post that he took the job of prime minister to fulfill the president's program, calling him a model of openness and decency. Referring to the leaked audio, Honcharuk said, "In order to remove any doubts about our respect and trust in the president, I have written a letter of resignation." Zelensky's office says he'll review the letter, then decide how to act on it. Final numbers for the year 2019 in the United States show the nation's industrial production was down. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
The Federal Reserve says industrial production dropped 0.3% in December. That was largely a result of unseasonably warm weather, reducing demand for heating from utilities. However, it contributed to a full 1% drop for the year. Factory output tumbled 1.3% from a year ago, driving much of the overall decline as manufacturers grappled with trade disputes and slower global growth. Still, the monthly figure did show something of a rebound at U.S. factories. Production up 0.2% in December as the metal, wood product, computer, and food and beverage sectors all improved. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Chinese government is applauding an interim trade agreement with the United States, but cautions the two countries must still address key issues of mutual concern. President Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He signed the so-called Phase One Accord this week, aimed at partially resolving the 18-month trade dispute between the world's largest economies. Among the outstanding issues left on the table, tariffs. Washington says its levies against Beijing must remain in place to ensure China fulfills its commitments. Gene Randall, VOA News.